Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Have you ever looked at a toy and thought, I wish this could be different? Hold on to that thought, because I'm going to ask you that again at the end. Today, we're traveling back in time to meet someone who changed the way kids all over the world play. She didn't invent just any toy. She created one of the most famous dolls in history. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Ruth Handler, the creator of Barbie. Let's rewind the clock. Ruth Handler was born in 1916 in Denver, Colorado. Ruth was the youngest of 10 children in a family of Polish immigrants. Can you imagine having 9 brothers and sisters? She wasn't born into a big, fancy life. Her parents moved from Warsaw, Poland, just years before she was born. Her father was a blacksmith and worked on the railroads. Everyone in her family worked very hard. When Ruth was only 10 years old, she was working in her sister's drugstore and soda shop, and that's where her love of business was started. As a kid, Ruth was curious, observant, and full of ideas. But she didn't care for dolls or traditional childhood games. Ruth wasn't afraid to speak up. She asked questions, she shared opinions, and she loved watching how people behaved and noticed things others didn't.
Why do things have to stay the same? What if we made them better?
Ruth helped her family, worked hard, and learned to be independent early. Even as a young girl, she knew she wanted to do something special with her life. But being a girl with big ideas wasn't always easy. She didn't just play, she paid attention. And that would become very important later. As Ruth grew older, she became a mom. By this point, she and her husband had started a company that made dollhouse furniture from scraps from wooden picture frames. The company was named Mattel. She had 2 children, including her daughter Barbara. One day, Ruth noticed something interesting. Barbara and her friends loved playing with paper dolls, but not in the usual way. Instead of pretending they were babies, they pretended they were grown-ups. They were college students and cheerleaders. They had jobs, they went on adventures, and they made choices. Ruth was fascinated.
Wait, why are there no dolls that look like adults?
At this time, most dolls were baby dolls. They were meant for pretending to be a caregiver, not imagining the future. Ruth realized something important. Kids didn't just want to play now. They wanted to imagine who they could become. But here was the problem. No one believed in her idea.
What if there were a doll that showed girls what they could become?
That idea felt brave. No one had done that before, but Ruth believed in it. People said, "That's not what dolls are for. No one will buy that." Even adults at her own company doubted her. That must have felt frustrating, maybe even lonely.
Why won't they listen?
Ruth felt disappointed, but she didn't give up. One day, while on a family trip to Switzerland in 1956, Ruth saw something that changed everything. She saw a doll in a shop window that looked like an adult woman. This doll was called Bild Lilli. The Lilli doll was based off a popular cartoon character for adults that was created for a newspaper in Hamburg, Germany. They were hand-painted and very fragile. Ruth bought 3 of these dolls and took them back to America. She knew she was onto something big. Ruth wanted to create a doll that would inspire girls to dream about what they could become when they grew up.
This is it. This is what kids need.
That was her moment. She didn't just have an idea anymore. She had proof. But she still had to convince others. And that wasn't easy. She went back home and pushed her idea forward. Even when people said no, she kept going. That was her brave moment. Now this is the heart of Ruth Handler's story. Ruth worked hard to create a new kind of doll. Not a baby, not a toddler, a grown-up doll with style, confidence, and possibilities. When Ruth showed her idea to others, they said no, again and again. But Ruth kept going. She worked with designers and creators to bring her vision to life. Finally, in 1959, Barbie was introduced to the world. She made her debut at the New York Toy Fair on March 9, 1959. Barbie wasn't a baby. She was a teenager, fashionable, confident, and full of possibilities. She wore a black and white striped swimsuit and had her hair in a ponytail. Barbie was 11 inches tall and came in both blonde and brunette versions. At first, some people weren't sure about Barbie. Toy buyers were unimpressed. About half of the buyers who saw her wanted nothing to do with the doll. But Ruth's instincts were right. Girls loved her. In the first year alone, Mattel sold more than 300,000 Barbie dolls. That's a lot of dolls. Barbie quickly became a huge success. But Ruth didn't stop there. She wanted Barbie to be more than just a pretty doll. Ruth wanted Barbie to be a positive and fun role model for girls. She wanted Barbie to show girls they could be anything they wanted to be.
She can be anything a girl imagines.
Barbie could be a doctor, a teacher, a scientist. She showed girls they could imagine any future. This was something completely new. For the first time, kids, especially girls, could imagine their future in a whole new way. At first, not everyone liked Barbie. Some people still doubted. But kids, they loved her. And soon, Barbie became one of the most popular toys in the world. Barbie has had almost every career you can imagine. She's been a surgeon, Olympic athlete, army officer, engineer, architect, and even a presidential candidate. In 1965, about 13 years before women were even allowed to be an astronaut at NASA, Barbie was an astronaut. Barbie has had more than 250 careers, and each new Barbie career showed girls that they could dream big. Barbie has also changed with the times. Different skin tones, hair colors, and body types were introduced to show there are many different types of beauty. So why does Ruth Handler's story matter? Because she didn't just make a toy, she changed how kids saw themselves. Ruth inspired countless girls to imagine themselves in different careers and roles. Many successful women today say that playing with Barbie as a child helped them dream big. Her idea told girls everywhere, your dreams matter. You have choices. You can imagine yourself as more. She also showed that imagination is powerful. Ideas can challenge the world. And one person's vision can inspire millions. Ruth believed kids deserve toys that help them dream big. And that idea spread across the world. Ruth also proved that women could be successful in business. She moved from executive vice president to co-chairman of the board of directors at Mattel. In the 1960s, it was basically unheard of for a woman to have these titles. Ruth changed how toys and the world saw girls, and that's pretty powerful. Ruth was a creative and persistent business person. She showed determination. She didn't give up when others said no. Courage. She stood by her idea. Vision. She saw what others couldn't. Confidence. She spoke up for her ideas. Belief in others. She believed in girls' potential. Those are traits you can practice too. As we wrap up, here are some fun facts about Ruth. Barbie was named after Ruth's daughter, Barbara. Ruth had a son named Kenneth. Ever heard of the Ken doll? Ruth also helped create one of the first toy commercials shown on TV. At one point, the Mattel company was the exclusive sponsor of the Mickey Mouse Club, which was a really popular kids' TV show at the time. Today, Barbie is sold in more than 150 countries, and more than 1 billion have been sold since 1959. Apparently, more than 100 Barbies are sold every minute. If you lined up all the Barbie dolls ever sold, they would circle the Earth more than 7 times. Pretty amazing, right? So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Ruth.
What inspired Ruth to create Barbie? What made Barbie different from the other dolls? What is the name of the company Ruth helped build?
Remember the question from the beginning? Have you ever looked at something and thought, I wish this could be different? Ruth Handler did. And instead of ignoring that feeling, she turned it into something incredible. Ruth's journey shows us that with creativity, determination, and the courage to try new ideas, we can achieve incredible things. So the next time you have an idea, even if it seems small, even if others don't understand, hold on to it, because you never know, it might just change the world. Hey, you want to know a secret? The adventure doesn't stop here. If you follow Little Legends Podcast on Instagram, you'll discover fun facts, cool challenges, and more stories about the heroes we meet. Just search for us and tap follow. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.